Paragraph Dalid. V'alkein Omar Hashem Yisborach lahamalochim shekitrugu al bria sodom v'niskanu boi. And this is why Hashem responded to those angels who opposed the creation of man, and they were jealous of man. Shehem einom yecholim likrois shemois l'chol habruim v'ha'odom yodea. Hashem said to these angels, you don't know how to name all the things in creation, and man does. Man does know how to give a name to everything in creation. K'mo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Vayove el ha'odom lirois ma yikroloi, that Hashem brought Chava to Adam, and he brought other things in creation to Adam to see what names he's going to give to everything in creation. Ukemuva b'medrash, and as the medrash expounds on this a lot in Parshas Bereishis, ki kol hashemois shel kol habruim shekora, because all the names of all the different things in creation that Adam went ahead and gave them names, the lion is an Aryeh, the fox is a Shua, the tree is an Eitz, an Elon, hu kefi hasagosoi es shem Hashem. It was all based on Adam Arishon's understanding and perception of Hashem's name. Ki kulam mekablim chius al yidei shmoisam mishem Hashem hamachayes kulam. Because everything in this world receives its life, its energy, via its name, and via how its name is plugged into Hashem's name. Again, we have Aryeh, the word Aryeh, which is Bigimatria Givura, which means strong power. And Givura is one of the attributes of Hashem. We have the word Yira, which means fear, which is Bigimatria Givura, Bigimatria Aryeh. The Zohar HaKodesh and the Sifrei Kabbalah give us thousands of examples, and they open up this thing to give us the knowledge to know how everything emanates from Hashem. And the name of an item is the life of that item. That's why Chas V'Shalom, Lo Aleinu, when somebody becomes very sick, what do? They add a name. They change a name. And so why? Because they're changing the battery. When an appliance isn't working, what do you try a new battery, change a battery. That's the battery. That's the life source of the item, is its name. And all the names draw their energy from the name, from Hashem's name. V'alkein be'emes koro'oz shem gam la'Hashem yisporah. And that's why the Medrash says that when Adam Rishon got finished giving names to everything else, Hashem said to Adam, and what's your name? And Hashem said, my name is Adam. Pleased to meet you. My name is Adam. And Hashem said, and what's my name? And Hashem said, no problem. And Adam said, no problem. Your name is Hashem. And he said, your name is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. K'moy-Shomru b'medrash-Shom, as the Medrash points out over there. So that it was Adam who named Hashem. It's man who gives a name. Because without man, before there was man, Hashem, there was just the infinite light. And there's no potential for name. The whole concept of a name, even for Hashem, only comes into existence once there's a creation. And within creation, the most important piece of the whole creation is man. So therefore, it was man who was able, once he exists, and once he knows what he's here for, how do we know he knows it? Because he's given out names. He knows what everything is, and he knows that it all plugs into its source, to the ultimate name, which is Hashem himself. This is a very deep topic and a very special topic, which Rav Nosson Zal discusses in a few places in Likutei Halachos, and he brings unbelievable clarity. He makes it very clear where kids like us can understand this and appreciate it and relate to it. Where he discusses Shemas HaTzadikim, what the incredible value of mentioning the names of tzadikim. Rav Nosson Zal goes into incredible clarity, showing from psukim all over the Torah and from Gemaras and Midrashim how this works. You know, why this issue of a name is something that's so special and so important, and what its relevance is to everything in creation, and what its relevance is to man, and what its relevance is to Hashem himself. This is one of the places where he's touching on it. Paragraph Hey. V'al kein, therefore, kishesholach Hashem Yisborach es Moshe liYisrael b'Mitzrayim l'korvam l'avodas zorach. When Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to Egypt in this week's parsha, by coincidence, Parsha Shmos, this is today's current events. Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu to the Jews to Egypt to bring them close to Hashem, k'moshekosasham, as it says there, b'hoitziach esom Mitzrayim. When you take this nation out of Egypt, they're going to serve Hashem, right? That's what it says. Oz, takeif shol Moshe Hashem Yisborach. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's first question? V'omru li ma shemoi mo'im raleim. If the Jews are going to ask me, what's his name? What should I answer them? Rav Nosson Zal says, ki ho beho talya. Because these two things are dependent on each other. Ki e efsher lo'avdo yisborach ba'avoidois ubemitzvois ad sheyoidin mishmo yisborach. It's impossible to serve Hashem whatsoever with mitzvahs until you know Hashem's name. Ve'i efsher leida mishmo yisborach ki imali davidos yisborach. And you can't really get to know and understand and appreciate Hashem's name unless you serve him. V'alkein be'emes. So we got a paradox here. We have a problem here. I'm not going to get to know and understand and appreciate Hashem's name unless I serve him. I can't serve him unless I know who he is. V'alkein be'emes yesh yegir gedoylo lahatzadikim. And therefore, this is a very difficult job for the tzaddikim. They have a very hard job to do in mastering this, in getting to know the name of Hashem and in getting to serve Hashem. Aval hem moisrim nafshom ba'emes. However, they sacrifice their lives with full sincerity. They put their life on the line. V'shoivrim kol taivos oylam hazeh b'shvilo yisborach. And they break all their materialistic desires in this world for Hashem, b'shvilo yisborach, for Hashem, koidim shezoichim lahasig eiz avoido mitzvah, before they get to understand any mitzvah or understand any part of serving Hashem. The prerequisite to getting to understand the mitzvah is breaking all your materialistic desires and everything. Vaydezeh. And by them going ahead and doing that, Hashem Yisborach Marachem Aleim, Hashem has pity on them, Umegal Elohim Shmois of Hakdoshim, and Hashem reveals to these tzaddikim his holy names, Kifi Avoidosam, based on how they serve Hashem, based on how these tzaddikim serve Hashem, Vaydezeh Masigin Avoidas HaMitzvois, and that's how these tzaddikim get to understand the mitzvahs and the whole Torah, umoydiim lanu, and they enlighten us. They pass on this information to us. Kamoi Avram Avinu alav hashalom, like Avram Avinu, sheyoga kol yomov, who struggled his entire life for 99 years, ad shehisig mitzvas mila, until he achieved the mitzvah of bris mila. Then came Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hisyaga kol kach, and he struggled so hard for 80 years, ad shenosan lanu kol ha-toyra v'amitzvois, until he was zeicher to receive the Torah on Har Sinai, and he taught the entire Torah and all the mitzvahs, he presented it all to the Jewish people. Ki afal pi shegam Avraham yodamehem, because even though Avraham Avinu knew about the Torah, he was not privileged to give it over to us, to the Jewish people. The Torah was not given to the Jewish people through Avram Avinu. And this is why the Torah tells us clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the names of Hashem. He achieved an understanding of the names of Hashem more greater than Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Kemoshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says in next week's Parsha, the beginning of next week's parsha happens to be my bar mitzvah parsha. Vo'eiro el Avraham el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov bekel shakai. Hashem says, I revealed myself to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov using a particular name. Ushmi Hashem loy noidati lohem. However, my name Yud Kei Vav Kei, I did not reveal to them. That was not known to them. And Rav Nosson Sal is going to explain now, what does that mean? What does that mean? He revealed this, he didn't reveal that. Just a short note, Kel Shakai, those two names that Hashem used, that he said he revealed himself to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, is Bigimatria Moshe. Kel Shakai, Aleph Lamish, is Bigimatria Moshe. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said earlier, when we had on the previous page, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, but if they ask me, what's his name? V'omru li ma shemoi, mo imra. If they ask me, what's his name? What should I say to them? In those words, the Arizal says, take a look at the four words, li ma shemoi mo. The last letters are yud kei vav kei. So Moshe Rabbeinu made it perfectly clear. I know. I'm not asking because I don't know. I know. But I need you to show me, Hashem, how do I really get to know this? And how do I get to teach it to Klal Yisrael? So in the words where Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, if they ask me, what's your name? What should I? In those words, he says Yud Kei Vav Kei. It has Yud Kei. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew the name Yud Kei Vav, but he wanted to know. He wanted to really know. He wanted to know and understand it, to be able to thereby understand the entire Torah and all the mitzvahs, and to know how to convey it to Klal Yisrael, etc. And again, this is a beginning. Hopefully each shiur in this halacha will bring more and more clarity.